Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolic.
Sorry, you made me laugh. So.
And here to introduce our show, Jackie Gleason.
Oh, wow. But you also have Laurel and Hardy waiting in the wings.
Thank you, Jackie. For nothing.
For nothing, right? Here comes Laurel and Hardy. Maybe they could do better. There it is.
Jumping around like a jumping jack for. I'm rehearsing. Rehearsing? What for? Look at this. The Oliver Hardy Escort Service. What's that? That's my new business. And by the way, you could be part of it too. Oh, no, no, never mind. I don't want any part of this monkey business of an escort. I tried that one time years ago. You see that scar right there? Yeah. That's the end of my escort days. Never mind. Give me that. I posted this up in the library yesterday, and any minute that phone will start ringing. Who have money, who want a gentleman to escort. Now listen, if you'd like to help me, you answer the phone. And when you answer the phone, here's what you say. I've written it down. Good morning, this is the Oliver Hardy Escort Service. Would you like a nice gentleman? Well, what do I do if a gentleman calls up? Give me.
Yeah.
Service. Gentleman, only girl.
There you go.
That's our first call. Now, go ahead. Hello, who do you want to talk? Hello, this is the Oliver Hardy Escort Service. Would you like a nice gentleman to push you around? I mean, take you out?
Really? Yes, I need a nice gentleman. Let me talk to Mr. Hardy.
It's for you. Hello? Oh, yes, Muriel, how are you today? This is Mr. Hardy. What's that? What do I look like? Well, let's say I'm quite built very well. Am I tall? Well, yes and no. See, I'm tall, but not too tall. Am I athletic? Oh, yes. I used to play punch ball when I was a kid. She means that, Ollie. All right, I'll meet you at the library. 3 o'clock. Oh, don't forget to bring your, what they call that, credit card.
Credit card.
Well, now, wait a minute. What makes you think she's got a credit card? All tut-tuts have credit cards. Tut-tut. Tut-tut-tut. Will you cut that out? Now get the car. I've got to go to the library. I have to meet Muriel, my first date.
That's cool.
Probably going to be your first and your last. What did you say? Nothing. I don't wish you luck. How do I look? The way you always look. What do you mean by that? Well, plumped and misplaced. Will you? Plumped and misplaced. Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. I'm looking for Oliver Hardy. Would you gentlemen know where he is?
Well, I know where he is, but I don't know if you want to know.
Well, of course I do. Oh, you must be Oliver Hardy. You're so tall and thin and charming.
Oliver, where are you going?
Just let her think what she wants to think.
What? No, wait a minute. I'm not, he's who and you're what?
Sounds like Evan and Costello.
I want to go have dinner at Delmonico's.
Delmonico's? You mean the place where you have to walk in and hand the waiter $100 bill before you sit down?
That's right. I'm a high class. Tut-tut.
I don't know about tut-tut, but you look like a high class booby to me.
How dare you? Come along.
Go with him. Where are you going to go? I'm going into the library and find some other tut-tut. Please, sir. No singing in the library, but I'm trying to serenade my client. Your client?
Oh, there you go.
That's right. My escort client. Escort? We don't permit such goings on in this library. Wait a minute. Are you the fellow who put up this notice? The Oliver Hardy Escort Service? Meet a gentleman of your choice and your description? Well, yes, that's mine. They told me I could put it up on the bulletin board. Well, we had to take it down. And we had to file a report with the police. The police?
The police?
Why? Because it's against the law to escort women in the public library. Now, I suggest that you leave before we have to get astronomical. Who? Astronomical. Astronomical? What do you mean by that? Well, turn around and I'll show you. That's what I mean. Grab you by the pants and kick you in the astronomicals.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Ollie, are you all right? What happened to Muriel? Never mind what happened to Muriel. What happened to me? I got to go to court tomorrow morning. Court?
Uh-oh.
What for? Well, you know that place where you, Delmonico's, where you go and it's a fancy place and you got to give the waiter $100? Yeah, well, I did a no-no. What did you do? I gave him a Monopoly bill. Get out of here! Get out!
Monopoly
get out.
Money!
Monopoly, get out!
That's funny.
So much for Oliver's escort service. Hey, we got Louie coming up.
Yes,
later, Louie the Lip. We're going to tell you about Jimmy Dinigan, who came to school one day and decided he wanted to be a garbage man.
Probably the best thing he did say.
he started moving the
waste
basket all over the room. And Miss Ma freaked out. Coming up. All right. We got the disabled friendly philosopher on mix and match. The vaccination. Did you hear the latest? All right. Give me some philosopher music.
Okay, hang on.
Disabled friendly philosopher.
Okay, here we come.
And we're going to tell you. Into the truck store, all I had to get was a Band-Aid. And there was a fella, excuse me, there was a fella behind the counter yelling and screaming, get your vaccinations here, mix and match. Max and
mix
Mitch.
And match.
Mix and match. If it's good for the rats, it's good for you. Don't worry about it. It's all been cultivated for other things. And he's yelling and yelling, and oh, did you hear the latest? They got a 20-year-old vaccination that they used to give out for polio. They want to bring it back. It's 20 years old, folks. Gee, I wonder if you can get indigestion from that. Oh, shut up. Indigestion, you get more than that. You're lucky if you don't get posterior oral erection.
There you go.
What's that? That's so bad they can't even figure out what it is. Nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
It just makes you all shriveled up. Anyway,
yeah.
This fella's yelling, get your mix and match. Don't forget to get your booster with your mix and match.
Yeah.
So one fella went over to the counter and he said, what booster? He said, what are you talking? He said, why are you? He started arguing with him. Why do you want to ruin people's lives for with all this poison, you know? And he said to him, turn around. He said, what?
And he gave
turn
him
around.
A boot.
Boom. He gave him a boot in the ass. There's your booster. Now get out of here. And he's going on and on and on. And 14 doctors and nurses came in with the white coats. And about 25 people fainted when they saw the white coats. They had to come in with the ambulance and get them out. And all of them said, we had the booster. Oh, the booster.
Oh, no, how terrible.
And then some fella Gabriel came in, some nut. And give me the rat one. I want the rat one, the one that the rats had. The rat, the booster.
Oh, geez.
I want the rat booster. What are you, a maniac or something? You want the rat booster.
Yeah.
Sure, if it's good for the rats, it's good for us. We got rats all over the city, all over the place. Rats know what they're doing. They're smart. They're smarter than the doctors. Mister, you're a maniac. Get out of here. And the fella's yelling and hopping and skipping, and he's got the white coat on. He puts on this doctor hat. You ever see a doctor hat that comes over your face?
Yeah.
I said to him, well, what are you wearing that for? He said, well, because
I'm a doctor.
When the stuff hits the fan, I don't want to be recognized. Gee, you dirty old. And he's going on and on and on, and people are screaming and yelling and passing out, and the ambulance comes in. They grab 3, 4, 5 people and throw them in the truck.
Mm-mm.
And their mothers never saw them again.
Oh,
and that was the end of it. The mad day at the drugstore. The big line. You ever see that big line at the drugstore? Don't get behind it. Get out of it. Get away from that line.
There's so many
now,
people.
How do you know that the fella
before
you didn't have the heebie-jeebies and they gave him an injection?
Don't know.
And he became contaminated with hospital molaritis, and then you got it. suppose I'm all right. Yeah. What's that mean? Yeah. I mean, suppose you get it. Oh, get out. This is your disabled-friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Stay away from drugstores that talk about rats. All right, in a sight. We got Louis coming.
It took a lot
up.
Of stuff to make this lipstick that I had tried on today at CVS. Well, it was funny. It stayed on my hand, this like reddish lipstick, and no matter what I'm doing to it, I have to file it off my hand, whatever it was.
No, don't do that. You're going to irritate your skin. Putting a little soap and water on it.
I did. It's not coming off. It stained my skin. It really did.
Yeah, that's because they it sticks to you. They want you to buy it.
Yeah, no.
You know that old expression, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever bounces off of me sticks to you.
I know. This thing is so thick, and you could put it on your face, but who wants to put it on the face and it stays there forever? I don't want to do that. I want to wear different lipsticks.
It's like the kiss of death with that. Kiss a girl, what do you get when you kiss a girl?
Enough
germs
to
catch pneumonia. You ever hear that song?
Yeah.
I'll never fall in love again. You heard that song, right?
Yes, I have.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're getting pneumonia.
My husband says it all the time. He'll never fall in love again.
So anyway, Big East, Takeda Rescue. In a site with the Big East, 609-388-7004, and adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom Driver. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, on the Kennedy Realty, in a site. And Kennedy Realty, thank you, Kennedy, for keeping the show.
Oh, shush, this thing.
On
me.
Get rid of that parrot in the background.
Parrot? I was trying to set it up where it just goes on.
Silo, Suffolk Independent. What are you talking? I'm doing a commercial. Quiet. Put yourself on permanent Motorola. Or whatever you call it.
Permanent Motorola?
That's it.
That must be terrible.
All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy. Silo. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Hey. Go over there, to try to get what you need, and most of the time you don't.
Right.
You're still in the same predicament.
Yeah.
Well, one guy said when I was a kid, I was going down to the IHB for the blind. Oh, what a horrible place that was.
What is it?
And all this blind guy could keep saying, we're all in the same boat. I said, I just got out. I'm swimming. Get away from me.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
Crazy. Anyway, so Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. All right. Now, if you go to their website, you see a mysterious telephone number up on their website within a site. Don't be too outraged, because that's a nursing home. Rejection number.
Nursing home.
Inner Sight rejects all nursing homes.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
The number is 631-487-2038. If you want to be a part of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. All right. That's the number you can call. We'll give you more information, and you can even make some money with it.
Yeah, you can.
All right. All right, Inner Sight, beautiful children. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, all the children that have perished by the hands of evil doers.
Yeah.
We remember them, honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Don't call me. I haven't got a cat. Or as Benny Hill would say, well, no, sir, I haven't got a cat, but there's a couple of pussies hanging around. Will you stop? Get off my show. That's a no-no. This is the Benny Hill Show.
Yeah.
Did you cut that out? Well, I had to take me dog to the vet.
Uh-oh.
To the vet.
That's
to the
where
vet,
it costs,
you know,
money.
Well, of course it costs money.
A lot of money.
What do you think? No money, no honey.
That's right.
No honey, no bunny.
Oh, even that, too.
Yeah, so I took my dog to the vet. I said, is he all right? Is he going to live? The fellow says, well, how much money have you got? Said, what?
How much money you got?
Well, he said, if you got $20, we give you the $20 injection, which is neither here nor there. I said, wait a minute. That's everywhere. Said, if you got $50, we give you the $50 injection, which is up in the air.
Yeah.
Up in the air. Sounds like my ex-wife.
Yeah, right.
And then if you have $150, we give you the real
Uh-oh.
Good injection, which is guaranteed
for life.
To never to work or to work. It goes, it either kills you or cures you. Get out. Get out of here.
That's right. Kills you or cures you. That's right. That's about
And if you
right.
have no money, then we take the
Get
dog.
Get the heck
and
out of here. Yeah.
You can go home.
That's right. I'd rather
All right.
My
in sight.
At home.
Where was I? I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp.
Okay.
Oh, you want to... You want to beat people up? Wait a minute. I got a good number for you. You want to be able to go down the street and jump people and beat them up?
That's
Call this number.
Job. Remember Ogden, Frank?
What?
Am I saying it right? Remember Ogden that we used to, he used to be in charge of beating, but he doesn't really beat. He just talks to you with his mouth and he gets you thinking.
Who are you talking about?
You used to have a Jamaican man on the show, remember?
Jamaican man? No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
What was
a Jamaican
his name,
accent.
Ogden?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I don't remember that. Anyway, if you want to learn how to beat people up or defend yourself, call this number, 631-445-3464. Devin's going to kill me for this.
Yes, he is.
Devin Fernandez. Third
go.
Eye insight. You know, learn how to protect yourself. Get rid of your friends you don't like. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on out in the backyard. I got a couple of tricks I want to show you. You know, you don't like this guy. Guy's bugging
right.
you, know, whip, boom, ah, what are you doing? Well, come on, come at me, make believe you got a knife.
I think I have
You get rid of him pretty quick.
Stupid lipstick.
I'm going home. Anyway, call 445-3464-631, area code.
Exactly.
Devin Fernandez. Third eye inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the funnies. Gleason
yeah.
coming up. Louie will be here.
And
Louis
we have Denver, too. John Denver is popping his head in from
Oh, you
heaven.
Got a Denver song?
Yes, I do.
Learning tonight that Denver had dementia, which...
yeah, he did.
I didn't know until tonight.
I didn't know
let's
either.
Play a,
the song. Here it goes.
Let's play a song by John Denver, and I'll tell you my Denver story.
Okay.
Inside Live.
Live, and it's not coming up. I hate this.
Oh,
I do.
You just told me we had it.
We have it. It's there. It's right in front of me. Oh, it's playing now. Why the hell it took so long? How come I don't hear it?
You got to make sure you got it before you say it.
Yeah, I do have it.
Oh, I don't hear
it now.
I don't think anybody else hears it either.
I know. Hold on.
Turn up the volume.
I did.
Oh.
Oh, there it is. Wow, that took a while. You hear it?
Quiet.
Oh, what the heck just happened? I did something, sorry. There it is.
You gotta learn to stop talking between these things. John Denver, and John and I are the same age.
was 1972, and I got invited to Madison Square Garden for a one-to-one concert.
And what the hell's going on now? Sorry.
That was the song that he sang when I met him backstage, and he invited me into his dressing room. Nice guy, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful guy.
And he asked me to hold his guitar for a few minutes while he was talking to my guide dog.
Aww.
Kind of guy John was.
Yeah, he was cute.
So we knew each other very briefly. And when I heard that he died, I don't know, 10 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
More. Couldn't hold back the tears.
Oh, nobody.
All right, John Denver. I believe he survived by his brother. I don't know if his brother's still alive, but
let me look.
I don't even know his name.
Right now. Yeah.
Inner Sight
Pollock. Brother.
All right. I got to go off the line. I promised somebody I'd call them.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I hope you can tell a couple of jokes.
Oh, no.
I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll talk to people. I'll have fun.
We're going to break the station. Members of the comedy show, we're going to break the station.
Okay.
Stand by. Let me see if I can get this lady on the line who called me earlier.
Okay. Hello, everyone. You have me, and we're alone together now. I got control over all the mics now. Wait till Frank comes back. He'll hear something crazy, like a scream or something. I don't know. So how is everybody this evening? I'm doing well. I went to the store earlier, and I couldn't see absolutely anything that I was buying. It was fun, because what I did something that I never done before. I was trying on lipsticks in the store, my arm, and it's not coming off, but that's okay. It'll be there for a little while until my skin takes it off. But it looks kind
of... All right, Inner Sight, I got Sharon on the line from New York City. You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Long time
how
don't
are you?
Speak to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about where I live. I'm living in a situation now where a guy named Joey Stefani runs everybody. Well, we're not able to get workers' help anymore. I need a new worker. I've tried for 2 weeks to get a supervisor or someone to talk to, and I have no one. Okay. Now, maybe the supervisors didn't take any supervisor tests. Maybe they're not even supervisors at all. At Broadway Housing is where we pay our rent. Nobody knows the landlord anymore, so we don't know what to do with rent. And no one has called me back from Broadway Housing at all.
How long ago did you call them?
I called them the other day.
Yeah.
Now, this will be the fourth rent check that I have that they haven't picked up. We don't know these people in Broadway Housing or these people in CUCF at this point. But I'm not getting help, and neither are they. And it just seems to be getting out of hand. We have Adult Protective Services, and we don't want, because they cause trouble all the time, not just them, but the money grabbing too much.
Oh, wow.
And you will end up with nothing to live on. So we don't want that.
What happened with that girl, Diane, who was helping you, that worker?
That's not a worker.
What is she?
She's a mobility instructor.
She is?
From the commission?
From the commission?
Is she from the commission?
No.
Oh. So you don't see her anymore?
No.
All right, so where did you get your workers from?
CUCS.
Social service,
right? CUCS. Yeah. But none of us have workers at all. Anyway, I mean, it's just getting pathetic. I mean, Joey, when he wants me in Creedmoor because I am crippled and blind. He does not want me living here, and I have lived here since 95. Well... if I'm worried because I don't have a worker and there's things that have to be taken care of, what for me and for others here, I'm wondering what we can do.
Where's the rent going?
Well, the rent's being held. My rent's held. It'll be a forged check.
It's being held where? Do you know where it's being held?
Every time rent comes up, I call. And all you get is a tape recorder to leave a message.
So they're holding your rent.
I'm holding my rent for them.
Oh, you're holding the rent.
Yeah, I'm holding my rent for them, but they don't bother to pick it up. We don't even know who these people are or nothing.
Well, listen, here's what I think we should do. If you call me on Monday morning, 10 o'clock or so, we'll call together. You have the number, and we'll call together and try to find out what's going on.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Because it sounds weird to me. It sounds like they're making some kind of change, or who knows, you know?
Yeah,
well,
maybe change of...
He thinks I'm too old to live here, Joey Sabini. And Joey Sabini, let me tell you something. We don't get heat a lot because Joey Sabini runs the heat. I mean, here's where the heat goes.
Oh,
he's
a gangster, that guy.
If he wants us to have heat, we get it. But if he's mad, he gives us 119 degrees heat in the apartment. Otherwise, we get a few seconds... heat off. Then a few hours, heat on. Then off. Now we have no heat again tonight, and it's cold.
How does Joey work the heat? He goes down to the basement?
Yeah, he goes in the boiler room. But I can't see the sense of him even living here with us. He steals food from tenants' apartments. He steals pills from tenants' apartments. Some of these people don't even know if they're missing stuff from him or not. But, I mean, he's got jumper locks to get into apartments. He's a criminal. And he has keys to apartments. And this is crazy stuff. He took 4 dinners out of my apartment for United Health. Now, as far as rent, back rent, some of these people maybe don't owe it at all. Because Joey was cashing the checks at check cashing because he pulled a knife, and then they cash the checks, and then the person gets written up for back rent.
Wow.
Now, I had one back rent, and I didn't know where it came from, so I paid it.
Yeah, well, he's a gangster, that guy.
More than that.
Yeah.
Now, the front desk is closed at night. And Joy sit in the lobby publicly masturbating and waving people off.
Somebody should have whacked him across the keister.
Well, this is the thing.
Or somebody should have taken a picture of it and posted it.
And if he threatens lives, everybody knows out for Joey. Because he want money, give me money. He got a good money of his own, $1 million, and he want money from us.
Right.
This is crazy.
All right, listen, we got to go on with the rest of the show, but you got to call me on Monday, and we'll try to straighten it out.
All right, one last thing. Thank you all, and I hope things work out better for all of us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, in a sight.
Hey, and thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, Sharon.
In a sight, frolic. Round the world. What we got? Is Louie online?
Hold on, let me look.
Let's see if Louie's out there.
He had to go to a different screen because I was playing John Denver. Now, we got somebody else. Would you like to? It's a 337 area code.
I can't hear you. Get by the phone.
I said it's a 337 area code. Would you like to take the call?
I don't know who that is.
Well, we'll do it. Hold on.
They want to speak?
Yeah, they do. Hello.
Inner sight. Yeah, hi. I have a bone to pick with you. Who is this?
It's J.D. I called in the other night.
Oh, get out of here. Come on. You're the guy who starts cursing on my show.
You were rude.
Yeah.
You were very rude.
To anybody who starts cursing on my show.
Right, get him off.
Start cursing.
Clear the board.
There he goes.
All right,
okay, we have Louie.
Louie LaLip, live on Inner Sight Frolics, right here.
Hello.
Hi, Louie.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone, that lady you're talking to?
Oh, that's a friend of mine. New York.
What's her name?
She lives up there where you play, where all the Spanish music is.
Oh, she
that's other boy who lives in New York City.
Cucaracha,
you don't need a
dog. No puede caminar. Mi cucaracha, mi cucaracha.
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Yeah, she's a friend of mine.
I never met her, but give my regards. I'll tell that lady to play the maracas.
Oh,
that's it.
That's it. We get happiness back in
Maraca.
Yeah.
No,
how come they call them the maracas? Isn't Morocco in Arabia or something? That's not Spanish.
Morocco.
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 It's a country.
Yeah
but why? But that's not
Arabic.
Spanish, though.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know how that got into
that's
play, but yeah.
Weird, they call them Morocco.
Yeah, I know.
Frank,
yeah.
I got a fly swatter around somewhere.
a fly swatter?
Yeah.
Use that to kill the cucaracha.
Yeah, reminds me of that stupid movie. You ever see that movie what the hell is that guy's name? Tony, I can't think of his last name.
Randall?
That scary movie. The guy with
Halloween.
The mother?
Yeah, the Halloween?
No, it was Hitchcock.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Hitchcock.
Psycho.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is it called?
The parrot got it. Psycho.
The parrot guy. Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to swat that fly. They can't catch me. I'll just sit right here and be quiet. They'll never
that's
know.
A fly that's a fly swatter.
But, Mother, there's blood. I have to clean the shower.
Use a fly swatter.
What a stupid one. I thought it was... Yeah, the fly swatter.
I think it's funny right now.
I thought it was funny, that stupid movie.
Which one? The one...
Hitchcock was trying to be dramatic, and I don't know. I didn't think
like
it was
like a Twilight Zone dramatic.
Scary. To me, it was stupid and funny.
That's what happens with me with scary movies. It has to really scare me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it don't scare me.
All right. Inner Sight. Hey, Lou, who are you going to imitate? You got somebody good?
I got some ladies. I know the comic. Rosanna,
all right.
Rosanna, Dana, Connie, and Chrissy.
I'd like to hear you do, I have a request, by the way, from the audience.
There you go. Yep.
Can you imitate Barbara Streisand?
Oh, that's nice.
When she's had too much.
I don't know. I don't sound like Barbara Streisand a little bit.
I know, but I want you to make believe. Well, Streisand, when she's had too much Jewish wine.
That's a good one.
Go ahead. People.
Yeah.
Memories like the corner of my mind. Maybe to remember the way we were.
That would sound like
can
a
can it be so simple then? Always time I've written every night. Think that we did it all again. Girl, love, could we memory maybe beautiful and yet it's also in everything's okay. It is a love drop.
There you go.
Floating in my stomach.
There you go.
We're always my love drops. The unway we were.
All right.
All
right. Yeah, that was about
the
sound way like
we were.
That was her name.
She was loaded.
Yeah.
Give me some of what he's drinking. I want to get loaded, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, right, then, so, what are we going to do? What, another set of Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to school together. But I never met
him. Hello, my name is, my name is Ronnie Dangerfield. I'm talking to the love drops here.
And you get no respect either.
I get no respect around here. What are you doing?
There you
go. Stop interrupting.
Sorry.
Well, I'm not being interrupted. Don't interrupt Ronnie Dangerfield. I went to a Italian restaurant and said, I don't got no respect. Meanwhile, I get the love drops, and I put it right to the pizza and make me feel better.
No respect.
Go.
No respect.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he was a big lover of dogs, Dangerfield.
Oh,
the chair. Liv Morgan. Yeah. That's right. And it make me feel good. And make you get a big water kissy.
Oh, wow.
Well, did you find
maybe
out when Connie...
That...
Hey, Lou.
What?
Did you find out when Connie and Chrissy are on the air?
I have to look it up on the internet. I think they moved to a new time on public access.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
you didn't
probably.
Find out the time yet. You didn't find out the time? By the way, our show is...
I got to let you know. I got to look up the info.
Yeah,
our
yeah.
show is Thursday
great.
Night, 9:30, Channel 20 on the InterSite.
That's right.
What?
Channel 20.
Channel 20.
Thursday night. At 9
Thursday
o'clock?
Night, yeah, 9:30, I believe it is.
Yeah, 9:30.
Was it Connie and Chrissy?
No, that's for InterSight.
InterSight.
I don't know when the
show
is on.
That's 9:30 Thursday.
Hey, Lou, you know that song by one time Dean Martin was supposed to sing Amore.
Oh.
And by the time he got to the concert, he was so loaded. That he was singing it backwards.
Oh, no.
You know that song, Lou?
Yeah.
Give us a little rendition of Dean Martin singing it backwards.
Uh-oh.
Before you go, come on.
I can't sing it backwards. I got to sing it forward. It's hard
well,
to sing
it
backwards.
Forward, and we'll put it backwards.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what? Like this, and it goes,
when the moon hits your eyes.
Let's sing together with a big pizza pie. That's the morning.
That's your mother. Your mother. It's like a pasta bazoo.
Yeah.
You're good gas. You're good gas. You're good gas. Bell will ring, ding a ling a ling, and you sing Vita Bella. Vita Bella.
When the moon sees its eye, when the love drops in the sky, you're in love.
A sweet Marorella. Marorella.
Every man below.
Give me my umbrella. It's raining.
I give it love drops in the swamp. And the swab hits the bathroom, my soul was in a denna, that's a mori.
That's it.
That's a mori.
A mori, a ray of more. That's a ray of more.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. And Louis. That's the in a sight fire drill. Get out. Hurry up.
Hurry. Here we are.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
How about this one? How about this one? Chock full of nuts is the heavily coffee, heavily coffee, heavily coffee. Chock full of nuts is a heavily coffee. Big coffee millionaires money can't buy.
All
right, I remember that one.
I used to go to that also.
Have a good weekend, Suzanne. I'm very happy
you,
on
you
a Friday. I'll call the fun and frolics.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, get your studio back soon, Frank. I got to go on the inner site. I got to go do honoring Louis Rivera.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Bring the Morocco's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next
Suzanne,
week,
I love you very much.
Thanks, Lou.
Oh, I love you too, Lou.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cool,
okay,
cool,
I'm the best guy on the inner side, baby.
You take
care.
All right,
sweetie.
All right, thank you. Take
care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got a few minutes left, so Dinigan comes into school, see?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he came in with that attitude, that walk, you knew he was up to something.
Yeah.
He comes in, the first thing he said, anybody got any garbage? I said, what? Miss Martha, Jimmy, what are you talking about? What do you mean garbage?
Yeah.
I want garbage. I'm going to be a garbage man. I saw the truck by my house. The truck was by my house, and I look out the window, and it goes, noise with the truck, and the guy start yelling, you.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. But Jimmy, you're not going to be able to drive the truck. You're blind. Okay, I can still drive a truck. I'll put a sign out the window. Get out of my way. I'm blind, you stupid.
There you go.
So he goes around. He goes to the, we had two wastebaskets in the room.
Yeah.
And he goes and he had on some gloves.
Oh, wow.
I got the garbage glove. Look, I got the shirt and everything, you know. And he picks up these two baskets and he's clanking them together.
Oh,
Miss Marcia, Jimmy, put that garbage down.
Yeah,
and he's walking
down
around the room. Now, everybody, get your garbage out. I'm coming down the aisle. Get the garbage.
Oh, my goodness.
And he takes the baskets. It's funny because people were throwing stuff in there that wasn't garbage. Jay, don't throw your book in there. What's the matter with you? I gotta help. I gotta help Jimmy. He needs help. There's something wrong with him, Miss Ma. The only thing wrong with him is he's a mental. I'm not your mental. I'm going to go. I bet Mr. Kramer got garbage. Jimmy, sit down.
Quit while you're ahead, Jimmy.
So he goes and he takes these pails outside in the hall. You know, he used to put them when they were full. He put them outside in the hall, and the maintenance guy would come along with a little truck.
Yeah.
And he'd dump
it up.
You know.
Yeah.
So Jimmy puts him out there, and he waits for the truck. I'm doing it. And the maintenance guy says, what are you doing, kid? I'm going to help you. I'm a garbage man. Oh, you want to be a garbage man, huh?
Here it went.
It's an awful dirty job.
Yep.
I don't care. I don't mind getting dirty.
A dirtier job. My husband worked in a sewage plant.
Yeah. Well,
that
that's part of sanitation.
Job, doing electrical work in a sewage plant.
Oh, well, that's different. That's electrical.
Yeah.
So Jimmy
put the smell poo. He smelled poo.
Jimmy put the pail. Hold it. Jimmy put the pails out, and the guy dumped them, and he brought them back in. And Miss Ma said, Jimmy, sit down. Everybody's out of garbage.
Yep. No, they don't have any garbage. They're giving you real stuff.
Miss Ma Can we tear up all these books and throw it on the floor? I want to be the guy. Mystery, get down, put that.
She sends them to the principal's office.
Uh-oh, not again.
And Kramer, of course, is the usual bewildered principal. He says, he tells him, well, if you want to be a garbage man, Jimmy, you got to go to school. School? What kind of school? Garbage school.
Garbage school. What are they doing here, Mr. Kramer? They got garbage in there?
Of course. They teach you that you have to lift and you have to be able, and you have to be able to drive a truck, Jimmy. How are you going to do that?
I'm going to get down into the radar. Radar.
Radar?
You're going to have to radar.
There you go.
I don't know, Jimmy. You might be able to get a job in the office. The sanitation department.
Definitely.
But you got to get off this garbage. And Mr. Kramer, I got one question. What's that?
Uh-oh.
Is your wastebasket full? Get him out of here. Get him out. I got to take my pills. Get him out.
Is your wastebasket full?
Yeah. One question. Only one.
All right. Frolics. Hope you had a little crazy fun. And
oh, yeah. Always.
The weird stuff that you can come up with. Did you hear about the woman who, her brother thought that he was a bus, you know.
Uh-oh.
You know, making noises and everything. And he went down to the gas station and said, fill me up. And the guy says, what are you, a nut? Get out of here. And she goes to the doctor.
Yeah.
And he said, doctor, what am I going to do? My brother thinks he's a boss. Doctor said, well, did you take him to a doctor? She said, no, I took him to California.
Why California?
She had to take him someplace. Anyway, I don't know if that guy ever got cured, but
I don't think so.
Anyway, If your relative is a bus, don't take them to California. That's the
The
moral of that story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and we'll be with you Monday night, mad or glad. You know, talk about what you're mad about and glad about. Monday night. You got to keep it clean when you call up. Otherwise, we can't have you on the show. We're not going to risk losing the program because somebody starts using foul language.
That's right.
So we have a responsibility to the audience.
Yes, we do.
We're not going to ruin it because one person wants to be stupid. You know?
Yeah.
There are probably shows where you can call up and use that kind of language. But this show is not one of them.
It's a family, yeah.
All right, I want to thank all our listeners. What's the total? 116,800? What?
807.
116,807.
Correct.
Climbing.
And climbing all the time. Thank you all.
The next plateau is 120,000.
Yeah, I'd say.
Hope to reach that by the beginning of the year. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Biting buzzard.
Oh, biting buzzard. Say hi. Oh, well. Next time. Take care, all. Bye. Oh, there she is. She's back there. Good night, everyone.